Omkaraha, Om, is known as Pranavaha in Rig Veda, Yajur Veda and Atharvana Veda. Pranavaha, Omkara is known as Pranava in three Vedas. Rig, Yajur and Atharvana Vedas. And Om is known as Udgitaha in Sama Veda. And Omkara is also known as what? Omkaraha, Pranavaha, Udgitaha. One more word is what? Swaraha. Swaraha also. And here, we are going to see. And this Omkara in Sama Veda, which is known as Udgita, is again taken as an alambanam in the following section also. And here, we are going to see three meditations here. In the next section. Athakalo yaha udgitaha saha pranavaha yaha pranavaha saha udgitaha iti asau va adityaha udgitaha yeshah pranavaha om iti hi yesha swaraneti. Okay, so udgitaha, pranavaha, swaraha, all are different names of Omkaraha only. Okay, and here, before we enter here, I had told you many times earlier the meaning of the word pranavaha. Still in this, because we come across this word pranavaha, I'm going to again tell you why Om is called known as pranavaha. I think I might have told you in the previous class also. Anyway, see, you know this word, the glory of Omkara we did not talk about, we have already seen many times. And Omkara is the exalt of all the Veda mantras. Where did you get this meaning? Where do you understand this meaning? Omkara is the glory of Omkara. Where do you understand? Omkara is the essence of all the Veda mantras. This is the glory of Omkara. Where do you understand that? Yes, Chandasam Rishabha. When you chant Chandasam Rishabha, I never forget this. That one sentence, Chandasam Rishabha, means Omkara has the glory of being the essence of all the Veda mantras. And this Omkara is another glory is what? It is the sound symbol of Ishvara, therefore Omkara is in the form of the whole universe. The Lord is in the form of the whole cosmos means Omkara is in the form of whole cosmos. Why? Om stands for Ishvara, the whole Vishwarupaha. This glory of Omkara you understand in Taittiriya Upanishad, in that Medha Prarthana Mantra, the mantra which is meant for Japa, wherein you pray for Medha Shakti. Isn't it? We understood. And here also you understood the entire significance of Omkara in where? Mandukya Upanishad. The Mandukya Upanishad, all the mantras, there are four mantras, isn't it? 5 + 1, 6 mantras discuss only about Omkara. Understand the significance of Omkara there in that Mandukya Upanishad also. And at Om, because all the mantras are reduced to one mantra, Gayatri mantra. And Gayatri is reduced to three Vyakritis called Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. And Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha again are reduced to three sounds. A, U, M. Om is what? The Om is a single syllable consisting of three sounds extracted from Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, and which are the extraction of the Gayatri mantra, and Gayatri mantra which is the essence of all the Veda mantras. You have to come from there. Okay? All the four Vedas is equal to what now? One Gayatri, Savitri mantra in Gayatri meter, which is a Surya Gayatri. Om Bhut Bhuvasvaha Tatsaviturvareenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yonav Prachodayat. This is the Savitri mantra in Gayatri meter. This is the essence of all the four Vedas. And this Gayatri mantra can be reduced to what? Three Vyakritis, three utterances. You know, auspicious utterances known as Vyakritayaha, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Again, these three Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, three Vyakritayaha, auspicious utterances also can be reduced to what? Three sounds. Akara, Ukara, Makara. Therefore, these three sounds together constitute what? One syllable, monosyllabic word, Om. Therefore, Om is what? The essence of all the mantras. And this Omkaraha is known as Udgitaha in Samaveda. Why? Because Omkara is uttered in high pitch. Om. In Samaveda, it is uttered in high pitch. Therefore, it is called Udgitaha. And the same Omkaraha in Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharvan Veda is known as Pranavaha. Why Omkara is known as Pranavaha? That I told you already. Pranavaha, if you take, you have to, there's a prefix Pra and Navaha. Pra Navaha. That Navaha, if you take, without the Pra, if you take, there's only Navaha. The na is a dental nakara. Ta tha da dha na na na. That navaha means nama. Nama means name. Name means a term, a word, isn't it? Any one word can be a name for only one given object. Chair means, chair is one term, one word, one name indicating only one particular object called chair. The chair is a navaha, which indicates only one object called chair. It does not indicate any other object here. The wall, the door, the window, etc. No other object is indicated by the word chair. Only chair is indicated. Which means any navaha, any name, any word can indicate only one word, one object. But if there's one word which can indicate all the objects simultaneously, that's a unique word, unique term, isn't it? One word, one sound by which, you know, all the entire cosmos, the entire universe, all the objects which constitute the universe can be indicated, means that's a unique term. That's called pranavaha. Understand? Navaha, the dental nakara becomes cerebral nakara. Navaha becomes na. Tata-dada-na becomes what? Na. Tata-dada-na. Understand? So cerebral nakara comes when? When you add pra. Pranavaha. Prakarshena nuyate anena sarvam iti pranavaha. That one word by which all the objects, every object is indicated, is called Pranavaha. So it's a unique name. Navaha means name. Pranavaha means unique name, a unique term. Which means what? You can say what? Who is this? Om. 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 Everything can be known as what? Om. Why? Everything is Ishvara. This is Ishvara. This is Ishvara. This is Ishvara. That is Bhagavan. That is Bhagavan. This is Bhagavan. This is Bhagavan. Which is not Bhagavan here? Bhagavan is not anything. But everything here is Bhagavan only. Ishvara only. Isn't it? Every wave is water. This wave is water. That wave is water. That wave is water. That wave is water. Like that, every object here is Ishvara. Your every object is Om. You can use Om. Stands for all the objects. Therefore, it's called what? A unique name, Pranavaha. Prakarshena nuyate anena sarvam iti Pranavaha. Understand why Omkara is known as Pranavaha. And this explanation also I gave you already, but still I waste my time unnecessarily giving second time the meaning. Doesn't matter, let me tell you. So, all the vowels and consonants, uyiratthukkal and meyiratthukkal, no, maximum vowels and consonants, we can have 454. There's a 55th letter for sound, okay? 54 vowels and consonants. And all the vowels and consonants must be pronounced where? Where do you sound the vowels and whichever is the language, all the vowels and consonants of all the languages have to be pronounced only here, between gutter and the lips. Isn't it? Therefore, a is a guttural sound, m is a labial sound, and in between a, u, m, the akara, ukara, makara, three sounds, two vowels and one consonant stand for all the vowels and consonants. And all the vowels and consonants stand for all the words. What is a word? A word, a term, a name indicating any given object, a meaningful word, okay? Any word indicating a given object is what? Nothing but vowels and consonants put together. Any language, isn't it? Any word is a combination of vowels and consonants put together. Therefore, akara, ukara, makara stand for all the vowels and consonants. All the vowels and consonants of all the languages stand for all the words. And all the words indicate, stand for all the objects indicated by the words. And all the objects constitute the whole cosmos. How do you understand this? Vishwam. The first name of Mahavishnu in Vishnu Sahasranama, Vishwam. Vishwanatha. We always say, Vishwanathaha, we say that Bhagavan's name. So, Vishwam itself is Bhagavan for us. Vishwanatha, the second word, isn't it? Vishwam, the whole universe is Ishwara, Bhagavan. Vishwam. Why the universe is called Vishwam? Because that which is constituted of innumerable countless forms indicated by innumerable countless names. This is the definition of the word Vishwam. Vishwam is a definition of universe. Why universe is called Vishwam? Vishwam means vividhaihi pratyayaihi gamyam. Isn't it? The universe is nothing but that which is constituted of innumerable countless forms indicated by innumerable countless words. Is called Vishwam. Therefore, now we can say what now? Therefore, Om is equal to all the vowels and consonants of all the languages, the unknown also can include. And all the vowels and consonants stand for all the words of all the languages. And all the words of all the languages stand for all the objects indicated by the words. And all the objects constitute the universe. Therefore, Om is equal to the whole Ishvara. Understand? That's why Omkara is a unique name. Pranavaha. Isn't it? Pranavaha. And is Pranavaha. Omkara is Pranavaha. And is also what now? We say Swaran Eti. Is also known as Swaraha. Why? Because Swaraha means, Swarati means utters. Before Rigveda beginning, Yajurveda beginning, any beginning of any mantra, everything is begun with Omkara utterance only. Therefore, it's also called Swaraha. The third thing which is begun without Omkara utterance. Therefore, Omkara is also known as Swaraha. Udgitaha, Omkaraha, Pranavaha, Swaraha, isn't it? Now, we have that. That Udgita again is taken here as an alambanam for meditation.